From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
Well, it's almost over, but we sure have been having a heat wave lately. In fact, our weather expert says it's been the warmest early November in the history of the Northwest. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the unusual warmth and its cause in just a bit. First, Cliff, the weather's about to change, isn't it?
That's true, but it's going to be warm for a while, at least through the weekend. Today, we have a lot of high clouds overhead from an approaching cold front, and there's some fog in the South Sound. Temperatures will get up to probably 60, maybe the low 60s today, which is way above normal. This time of the year, the Puget Sound area should only be getting up into the low 50s at the highest. So, you know, we're seeing temperatures that are much more appropriate for the end of September, not the beginning of November. Now, what'll happen is tomorrow morning, a weak front will move through. There'll be rain developing overnight. There'll be some rain in the morning hours. And then a low-pressure system will scoot past us during the afternoon hours, which will pick the winds up in Seattle and particularly up in northwest Washington. Later in the day and Saturday, the clouds should be breaking up, so it should dry out by, you know, later in the afternoon. Temperatures getting up to around 60. Now, another weather system comes in Sunday. Sometime Sunday morning, it'll start raining steadily. I'm afraid Sunday looks like a fairly wet day. And then another low-pressure system will move past with more winds, particularly in northwest Washington. It's not going to be damaging here, but it'll be breezy. And next week, we really see a transition to a more normal pattern. We're going to see more weather systems coming in, and the temperatures will slowly slide down so that the high temperatures will no longer be in the 60s, first the upper 50s, and then down to the lower 50s by the middle of the end of the week. And that's important for the mountains because we've been way too warm to get snow in the mountains. But by the end of next week, the snow level will drop enough that I think at least the higher elevations above maybe 4,500 feet will start getting some snow, which we really need.
And let's talk about this heat wave. It's been incredibly warm, 70 degrees in Seattle on Election Day, and that same day, 73 in North Bend and Bellingham, so really warm, but also an incredible string of such days, right?
That's right. We are experiencing history. This has been the warmest early November in the history of Seattle, and there's so many measures of it. We start with the 70 degrees in Seattle on Election Day, and that was the latest into the fall season that we've had a 70-degree temperature. It's never been 70 degrees this late in the season. That's amazing. Many of the days have had record-breaking temperatures at stations all over the region. So we're talking about all-time records for that particular day. Then we've had the string of warm days. We've had 8 days in Seattle equal to or above 60 degrees, which has never happened before. Some places like Bellingham have gotten to the lower 70s. So what we're talking about is an absolutely amazing anomaly of warm temperatures that are more appropriate for September occurring in early November.
And you've written, it's not the blob. The blob has dissipated. So what is causing this?
That's right. People love to talk about the blob, that area of warm water over the Northeast Pacific. And the blob is dead. The blob existed in the beginning because of persistent high pressure over the Northeast Pacific. And that's been replaced by this, you know, low pressure area that's been persistent with storminess over the Northeast Pacific. That has destroyed the blob. In fact, the temperatures now over a broad swath of the Northern Pacific are now below normal. So the question is, why are we so warm? Well, the reason is we've had an extremely anomalous upper-level circulation. And what I mean by that is we've had this persistent area of low pressure off our shore in the Northeast Pacific and an extraordinary persistent area of high pressure over the bulk of the United States. And so if one thinks about the circulation associated with a low offshore and a ridge or high pressure inland, that's associated with strong southwesterly flow, southerly flow over our region. And that is pulling up extremely warm air from the subtropics and tropics that are moving northward up the coast and into us. So it's the circulation, the undulation of the jet stream, so that it's bending way south over the eastern Pacific, bringing up the warm air and then coming into us. That's the real reason we've been so anomalously warm the last few weeks.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations on our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.